This is It Is What It Is with Carlton Palmer on Proper Sport.
Welcome along to a brand new episode of It Is What It Is with Carlton Palmer. My name's Darren Harper, and joining us as ever, of course, it is Carlton Palmer. Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning, and I can honestly say I'm joining you from sunny UK.
That I know, exactly. It is sunny, and you are over in the UK. You're over here for only a few days, but enjoying the weather, Carlton, I bet.
Yeah, no, it's been lovely. Been really nice. Yesterday was lovely, and today's lovely. So, yeah, and then going to Portugal on Friday. So, yeah, all good.
Yeah, not bad at all, Carlton, not bad at all. Look, plenty to get through, but let's start with England. 6-1 against Panama, Carlton. No one really saw that coming. It's a record-breaking World Cup score for England in a World Cup. It was spectacular. All the things we said, what they should have been doing against Tunisia, i.e. taking their chances, well, they did that yesterday.
Yeah, but I think that was a bit unfair. I think Tunisia were a better side. I think Panama are one of the weakest teams, if not the weakest team in the World Cup. So they were expected to do what they did, but they did it in a fashion that was great. And, you know, it's all right being expected to do this, but to do it in the manner that they did it was very good, very pleasing, and obviously gives a lot of hope. A lot of good, you know, a lot of good feel, a lot of good hope. But let's not get carried away. We're talking about Panama, who were celebrating as if they won the World Cup by just scoring one goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's just to sort of like keep our feet on the ground. You know, we have only beaten Tunisia and Panama. Panama 55th in the world. Tunisia, again, the better side. But from a performance point of view, I mean, you just look at the way the team is playing, Carlton, and you can't not get excited. I'm getting excited.
Well, I told you that. I said to get excited. There's no reason to get excited. But what we have to do is be careful, because our media go from one extent to the other. They're either putting the national team down, or then they're going, oh, well, England are going to win the World Cup. Let's just be realistic. Tunisia were always going to be tough opposition, but they were well beatable. Panama are not they're not in the world's top 10. So if you're going to go on and do great things in the World Cup, you should be dealing with Panama. But what they did do is they dealt with them emphatically and played a great brand of football. We are a side to be feared. We have to use what we've got. We have to use our pace. We have to use our strength. We have to use our set pieces. They are vital now. I haven't seen one team in the World Cup yet who can defend set pieces properly. So that becomes a very big part. 75% of goals are scored from restarts, corners, free kicks, throw-ins. So we have to use that to our advantage, get the first goal up, and once we get the first goal up, the game completely changes, because the teams, especially in the knockout stages, have got to go for it. And once the space opens up, then we can use our space. We can use our pace, use the legs that we've got in midfield in getting behind teams. But while it's early on, teams are going to sit in deep, and it doesn't matter whether you play. I played against San Marino, where we expected to smash them 6 or 7. The first 20 minutes, it's hard because they sit in deep. Once you get the first goal, the game completely changes.
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying about the press. It's interesting seeing some of the back pages. They are completely on board the England wagon now. We're going to go all the way. It's coming home. All of that rhetoric coming out after, you know, only a few weeks ago. They've obviously realised that no one's interested in bashing this team now.
Well, I think what's happened is, like I've said to you, I think that the country needs a bit of a good feel factor. And this is what the boys are doing. I mean, it's happened when South Africa won the World Rugby. Brazil won the World Cup. Football is a way of uniting a nation. And right now, the UK, there's a lot of dissatisfaction with, you know, the way the country's being run and this, that and the other. So the football's giving them a bit of hope. And so I think the general public and I went out to the pub to watch the football yesterday, and the general public are just ignoring the press. They just see the press as making things harder for the players. And the country is on board with England now, and they should do. We have a very, very good side, a very good side. And as I said to you before, I said we'll be quarterfinals or better. And now, Gareth, this is the most important This is the most important part now for Gareth, because this is like what you call championship rounds in boxing. That determines whether you win or lose the fight. He's got to make a decision against Belgium, and that will signify what happens in the rest of the tournament. Because for me, right, forget whether you win the group or not. It doesn't matter. That's immaterial now. The Belgium game is not going to get you through to the quarterfinals. So for me, play all the players who haven't had a game. Because if they haven't played football for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and you need to make an impact and make a change in the game, people like Rashford, people like Cahill, people like Jones, people like Rose need to have played some football. So, yes, Harry Kane wants to get the golden boot. If we're going to do well in the World Cup, he's going to have plenty of chances to score more goals. Forget, you know, we've taken the squad. They should be good enough to play in this game. And if we're going to need these extra players in the tournament, you seen Vardy come on yesterday. He's not played any games. You can't expect him to be sharp. So he's got to be brave now and not saying, well, we need to keep the momentum going. We should be thinking of making changes and still keeping the momentum going with the likes of Rashford and Vardy. We should be saying, well, yeah, we can still beat Belgium with the side we put out.
It's an interesting point, isn't it? Because a lot will be looked at on that team selection for the Belgian game, because it's interestingly poised as well, Carlton, because both teams on exactly the same points, both teams on exactly the same goal difference. And I think, you know, if it's a draw, then it would come down to yellow cards. And I think that would put Belgium through as group winners. But you're saying, you know, we shouldn't even worry about top in that group. All we should be worrying about is blooding some players that haven't played for a little while.
Well, I'm not saying, but listen, my intention is to win every game. So what I'm saying is, just because we changed the starting lineup, the intention is not to win the game. But if we don't win the game, it's not that's, you know, the be all and end all. We're going through. What we need to do is to not get any injuries to our players that we need to play in the knockout stages. So we wouldn't want to play Harry Kane and Harry Kane scores a goal in the first half and then comes off injured in the second half and then he's not available for the next game. We're down to this, what's going to happen now as you get through to the next stage now, it's about fitness now. We're in tournament football now. The guys will have played three games. You're going into the fourth game, which is the knockout. In that kind of heat, you've got to manage it. So for me, this is where Gareth Southgate earns his money. It's up for opinion, but my opinion is this. I don't want to see any of my star players not available for the next game. And I want to be able to, if I've got a call on Vardy, if I've got a call on Jones, if I've got a call on Cahill, I need them to be match ready. And they will not have played competitive football for a while. So the balance is now, we're through, you know, give these guys a game, give the other guys a rest, and then we start preparing for the next game. And that's what that's what I would do. But I'm not saying let's not go out there with the mentality to win the group, because I'm looking at it and I'm saying I'm putting Vardy in there, I'm putting Rashford in there, I'm putting Rose in there, I'm putting, you know, Jones in there. These are all players who we've taken to the World Cup that we think we're good enough to play at that level.
I get what you're saying. It'd be interesting to see what sort of selection he comes up with. Talking about some of the other players that played in yesterday's, let's just touch on Harry Kane. First of all, the penalty that he scored. Two penalties, probably the luckiest hat-trick I think he's probably ever going to have in his life. Two penalties and then a deflection, although he'll take it, it's Harry Kane. That first penalty he took was just fantastic. If the English players wanted to know how to take a penalty, Harry Kane really showed them yesterday afternoon.
Well, he showed he's a world-class player. I mean, he takes a penalty like Ronaldo takes a penalty. But that doesn't just happen. That happens from hours and hours and hours on the training field. And when you do that for hours and hours and hours on the training field, you can make it look as simple as that. Beckham used to do it with his free kicks. It becomes second nature. Messi, people like that, it comes from practice. But let's not be kidding ourselves. The boys are buoyant. They're confident, and they should be. And they've got that belief about them now. But, you know, we have to keep our feet on the ground, because, like I've said, we've not been tested yet. And maybe we won't get tested. Who knows? But because we are a good side and offensively we're good going forward. But what I'm saying is, you know, we're looking like we could do good things in the World Cup. And I had that feeling from the start, and I said to you, we're quarterfinals or better. And remember what I said to you? I said we'll get Germany in the semifinals.
Oh, yeah. I'd put money on that.
And we beat him.
Yeah,
and we beat them.
I think you're right. I think we would beat them this time around. I don't think there'd be an issue with that. And one of the things is just that the squad itself just looks so relaxed. They look so comfortable. Just to mention on Jesse Lingard, because there was a bit of criticism about him not taking his chances in against Tunisia. But although he played really, really well, and he certainly got himself into the right positions yesterday, he took those chances. Spectacular goal from Lingard yesterday. And there's one player who just looks in a really rich vein of form coming into this World Cup.
Well, I didn't think he played that well against Tunisia, I'll be honest with you. Not, you know, as I said to you, I thought Harry Kane was poor, even though he scored two goals. I think it was poor. I thought Dele Alli was poor. You know, he's carrying a knock, they said, in the game. I'll call it as it is. I think, you know, Jesse didn't play well in that game. And you know, England got through. And I said to you, you know, Sterling was poor. But there's more to come from these players. And that's a good sign. And then they went into that game yesterday. I thought Lingard played very well. I thought Henderson, for me, he's the best England player so far, along with the right wing back, the boy from Liverpool. I thought he's played very well. But Henderson's been outstanding for me. I thought Kane had a better game yesterday in terms of holding the ball up. And Jesse played better. We had a better all-round performance, you know, and that obviously shown with the fact of the results. But that came from getting the early goal from a set piece. I keep saying this, it's vital. Don't worry about what people are saying about scoring goal from set pieces. A set piece is, as I said to you, and that's a fact, 75% of goals are scored from restarts. So we have to utilise the fact that people can't cope with us. And what I liked about the referee yesterday, he turned around and said to the Panama players, if you are not looking at the ball, I'm going to give a penalty. And that's quite correct. Because if the player's not looking at the ball, and say Stones or Harry Kane make a movement, as soon as he's blocked, that's an infringement. That's a free kick anywhere else on the park. It's a penalty. And that was brilliant yesterday. So let's hope that continues.
Yeah, because I think it's the first referee that seems to have sort of put his foot down. We've seen some questionable decisions, even with VAR. We've seen some horrendous misses, obviously countless ones in the first game for England, with Harry Kane being pulled down in the penalty box. But those actually got awarded yesterday. So maybe the referees have got together and had a little chat between each other.
Well, it's bad defending. I don't see how you can defend the goal and you're not even looking at the ball. You can't see the ball. And one thing is for sure, you cannot leave the centre of the goal where John Stones headed the ball clear. So it's crazy. So you should have, you know, touch tight, but you should be always ball man. Look at the ball, look at the man, and go and attack the ball. You can't defend the ball. You can't, because you can't even get a jumping start because you're too close to him. So you get a strong player, like England have got strong players now, who run. You're either going to bring them down or they're going to get space, and it's going to be a major problem. So it's poor defending. It really is poor defending. You know, and the referee should look at it and say, I mean, the Italians started this a long time ago. I remember playing against Italy and being picked up, and the guy who was picking me up wasn't even looking at the ball. So I just kept moving around. I never stood still. He was never looking at the ball. So if the ball was delivered in the right area, I had no chance, not a prayer. There is no way you can defend like that.
No, it was comical, some of the defending, all the ideas of defending from Panama yesterday, no doubt about that. Just looking at, because obviously this week it's all going to be settled, who's going to be out of the groups. We switched to 3 and 7 o'clock kickoffs here in the UK. So getting quite, and both those games setting off at exactly the same time as well in each group. And just looking, you know, who do you think, Carlton, are there or thereabouts? The same old names coming up, obviously. Spain still pretty good after that draw against Portugal, better than probably was first thought. And again, having a great win against Iran as well, which are probably a team that tougher than people are giving them credit for. Brazil, that last minute goal. Germany, a 95th minute winner. France are looking pretty good. Obviously it's going to be tough, but who are you liking so far after the, as we head into those last group games?
Well, as I say, I don't take a lot from early on in the tournament. The tournament settles down and the good teams come to fruition. So believe you me, Germany, Brazil, Spain, Belgium, France, they're all going to be there or thereabouts. But I look at them all, and this is hand on heart, I look at them all, and I believe England have got the beating of everybody in that tournament. Everybody, right? So, and I tell you, what's going to happen is you're going into, as I said it earlier, you're going into tournament football now. So after this weekend, when you go into the knockout stages, that's your fourth game in little over 10, 12 days, the heat. So it boils down to fitness, boils down to youth, and then it boils down to ability. England can beat everybody in that World Cup. It'll boil down to a bit of luck as well. But as long as they stay offensive, as long as they stay positive, there's more to come from players. You know, I would have dropped Sterling, I'll be honest with you, and brought Rashford in. But fair play to the manager, he stuck with Sterling. And I still think there's more to come from Sterling. I'm telling you now, as I said to you, I said before the tournament started, I thought England would be quarterfinals or semi-finals. I'm not changing my mind about that. I don't see anything that in not one defence is looking secure. Germans are usually rock solid at the back. They look like they can concede goals at any moment. Brazil are the same. It would be interesting to see. I still think Belgium will be a good side. I don't think we'll get an indication when they're playing England because Martinez is not the Belgian manager. He will make untold changes because this is about him, not necessarily the nation. It's about how Belgium do for him, really. So as a manager, not thinking about the nation, he will do the best thing to get his team through. So you will see him make wholesale changes. But Belgium will be there or thereabouts. It is a great tournament, great open football, and it's fantastic to watch. I've got to be honest with you. I watched the Senegal-Japan game last night, and I was enthralled by it. And I was really enthralled by it. And that, you know, that's how open a World Cup we're in.
Yeah, it is really, really open. That's what I think I've loved about the opening round of games, is because there's been some amazing results that have come out. There's no doubt about that. Just to know that we've got... I don't want to get too excited about it. I mean, I know you're trying to get me excited, and I'm going to get excited because I think England was 16-1 before these opening games. They've come into 10-1 on the outright. Spain are 9-2 alongside Brazil. Germany 13-2. Belgium 15-2. France 8-1. But you know, England at 10-1 look good.
People are looking at England now and saying they don't want to play England.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that now. Rio Ferdinand said it yesterday, and I agree with you. People will look at that and say, well, how do we control them from set pieces? How do we control them with pace? You know, people are saying they don't want to play England. Let me tell you. So, you know, we're all right to get excited. We're all right to get excited. So, you know... As I say, this game's vital for me, how Gareth deals with the Belgium game. Is it? Don't take it as another game. Let's keep the momentum going. Don't do that. You don't want to lose. You want to win. But it's important that your best players are available for you in the next game. And it's important that you give game time to people that you might have to call upon. And you can't expect players who've not played. I know as a player, Big Ron used to say it to me all the time, you know, if we were playing the Carling Cup or whatever, where you would rest players, he used to say it to me, CP, you can't do it. You're one of those players who need to keep playing. And I was. If I missed on a, you know, because he was resting people on a Saturday and we hadn't played for 2 weeks to the following Saturday, it took me half a game to get going.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting week, no doubt about that, Carlton. But before I let you go, we'll just get a quick word on Leeds United. Of course, Marcelo Bielsa is going to be unveiled to the press this afternoon. 2 o'clock presser for Marcelo Bielsa, new Leeds United head coach. It's going to be an interesting summer for Leeds with Bielsa at the helm.
Well, it is. I mean, as I say, he's not done so well in his last few jobs, but I like him. He's well regarded as a coach. He needs money, and so Leeds are going to have to splash the cash. And if they do that, I think they'll see an exciting brand of football. He's an eye tempo. He's very similar to Pep Guardiola in the way he wants to play the game of football. And if he's got the money to spend and he can get the players in to do that, then expect Leeds United to be challenging next season. That's as simple as it is.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting fair few weeks. So Leeds United fans will be scouring Twitter for the latest transfer news and speculation, I'm sure. Carlton, thanks very much for your time again this week. We'll catch up with you very, very soon.
Thanks a lot. Pleasure speaking to you.
This is It Is What It Is with Carlton Palmer on Proper Sport.